Good morning, everyone. So this is Lifeline 2, and I'm actually going to come at this a little bit differently. I'm going to look at this very scientifically, and I'm going to take out the emotions. So the emotion of me feeling hurt because of community outreach, the emotion of me wanting justice for the people that are being victimized by community outreach and the police, you know, none of that's going to help anything. It really isn't. Coming at things aggressively or for justice, that just separates people, and no one's going to be able to hear me because no one wants to. We are really set in our systems, and we are all in our own little consciousness, and it's very comfortable there for all of us. So when you have me who's understanding the systems, and now I have to infiltrate so that other people can understand as well, that's a whole nother layer because people are really, really happy and comfortable in their own little worlds. So why would they want to step out of that? It's safe for them. You know, it's kind of like having Stockholm syndrome with our government. And that's actually 1,000% what it is. It's Stockholm syndrome. So even people that are victimized, they're getting that free money and they're getting that stuff. So it makes them just like, okay, it quiets them down. And they talk less and they're kind of just happy with that check that they're getting each month. And that keeps us really, really stuck. So I want to take the emotion out of it. Genuinely believe that people are good people. People are good. What happens is we lose our way, you know, we stay in systems and we stay in situations far longer than we should. And because of that, it changes our personality and it changes who we are. These community outreach workers, they've been doing this for a very long time, especially the woman. And, you know, I can't even imagine. I've been doing this for a short period of time and it's exhausting. It's absolutely exhausting to be cheerleading for someone that's not cheerleading for themselves. And then, you know, you get them help, and most of the time, that's not the only time that they're going to need help. So you do all this work to get them in somewhere, and then they still struggle. And that's really exhausting. I completely understand, but I actually don't, because I've been doing this a fraction of the time of most people. And to get to the top of the ladder in those types of systems, you have to do this for a long period of time. And by the time they get there, they're burnt out, rightfully so. Absolutely rightfully so. But they've already earned so much respect from so many people from all that year in service, all those years in service, excuse me. So people don't want to say anything to them. And, you know, then that creates a problem because you are in a position that you've outgrown a long time ago. And I say that exactly how it is. You outgrew it. You're overqualified for the position, period, the end. And you're doing something that's not in alignment with your energy. So this is a scientific part. Scientifically, this is all proven what I'm saying. It has been fascinating in the science world for the past couple of years. We are all made of atoms, and atoms are in constant motion. And because of this constant motion, we have an energy about us. This is a fact. This is not my opinion. So people that are struggling from addiction and homelessness or just having a really hard time, they run at a lower vibration, 100%. So the amount of energy that it takes for someone to come in and get them on the same vibration as you, it takes a lot of work. And if people are not on the same vibration, that is two energies clashing. And that's where misunderstandings and not having empathy and maybe, you know, seeming a certain way that we're not, because of the fact we have two different energies and they're completely crashing into each other. And again, this is all scientifically proven. Every last bit of it. So when you have these community outreach workers and they're out in the community and then they have events they have to go to, they have to do Chamber of Commerce things, they have to go to meetings, they have to go meet with the nonprofits. It's really, really difficult to go from being in the park and being next to someone who is so thankful for a banana, and you're really, really touching each other's soul with your stories and having this moment of vulnerability with each other, and then going to a Chamber of Commerce event. And I've done it, and it was very uncomfortable for me. And I say that in, you know, due to no one's fault, right? It's because vibrationally, I was in the park that morning having moments with people, and they were so grateful for such a small thing. And then I'm at an event where we're talking about vacationing and vacation homes and second cars, and it's really difficult. And you know what? Those people that are talking about these things at the Chamber of Commerce, they have zero reason to feel bad about that. Like, literally, you work hard, you should have toys, you should be able to vacation 100%, and you should not feel bad about it. And I'm not trying to make anyone feel bad, but that's what I'm saying, though. Not even meaning to, like, vibrationally, it was a really hard time for me. So I started to feel a little bit sick and a little bit socially awkward. And it was really hard to switch gears to go from one extreme to the other. So when you have these community outreach workers and they are doing all these different jobs, it makes it really hard for them, I'm sure, to be fluctuating back and forth all day long, you know, dealing with this situation and then this. And you're literally going, there's all different vibrations, all different energy fields around people that have to deal with that constantly. So anyone in the service field, we cannot sustain having such big emotions and being there the way that we need to for a very vulnerable community and then go into the regular world and then go back and then go forth and then go back and then go forth. It's not sustainable for someone energetically. And any scientist that studies anything that I'm talking about, energy and vibration and energy between each other, would say the same exact thing as me. Energetically, you are messing with yourself and it's too hard to sustain that. So, you know, fast forward, let's say you've been doing this for 10, 15, 20 years, working with the homeless community. That's a lot of fluctuation and that's a lot of back and forth. And like I said earlier in this podcast, at this point, community outreach workers, after a certain amount of time, they're overqualified to then be in the field. And let's just also say this, I think that anyone, maybe not anyone, 99.9% of people that get into something like this, you have a good heart, or else you wouldn't be doing it. You wouldn't have started this venture if your heart wasn't pure and wasn't good. But we age, we grow up, things change, our lives change, our circumstances change, who we are as people literally changes, and it should. So maybe 10 years ago when you started in this field, it was for you and it was in alignment with what you wanted and who you were. And now it's 10 years later and you've changed and this isn't in alignment with you anymore. And that's okay. That's okay for people, for cops, for teachers, for anyone. You can start over at any point in your life. You only have one life right now and it means something. And we should really be doing things that, you know, make us excited and make us nervous and follow our heart. Because when we stay stuck in areas that are not meant for us, nothing is going to go well. So where this vulnerable population does not have a voice because things have gotten really messed up. And, you know, like I said, people energetically are in one place and you really have to give a certain type of energy to be able to connect with people that are struggling so hard. You really, really do. And, you know, I think at a certain point, we just kind of move past that. So I didn't even realize that I had posted on Handshake. I posted on Handshake. I'll tell you what I didn't realize. But I posted on Handshake. It is a website and it's connected to all the different colleges throughout the country. So I personally applied to like 634 of them and 300 and something of them accepted me. So when I post things, it posts to 300 and something schools all over the country, not just New England. So I posted a changemaker position and the position I described was literally what I was doing. I had said, you know, you're going to go out in the community, you are going to talk to people, hear their story, give people like 15, 20 minutes each. It's when you have some free time, when you feel compelled, go where you feel like going. You know, I literally posted every single thing that I was doing. And I got, as of this morning, I think that it is 97 applicants. And these applicants are from all over the country. And I even wrote down some from our area. We have Connecticut, we have Norton, Mass, we have Tufts, we have University of New Hampshire, UMass Lowell, Boston College. And some of these majors that they have, sociology, criminal justice, pharmacy, population health, sustainable agriculture, human development. Like, these are really, really cool majors. And, you know, this should be an internship position. Someone that's going out in the community and connecting to people, it should be someone that's young and vivacious and has all that spunk and all that energy and believes in blind faith. And these children, I wouldn't call them children, they're adults, young adults. These young adults are the future of our country. They're going to be the ones that are making up the rules. They're going to be the judges. They're going to be in pharmacy. They're going to be the nurses. They're going to be, you know, working with therapists and psychologists. And how amazing would it be for them to have a basic knowledge of what's going on in the world, what's going on in the streets, how people are suffering, what they should be fixing, what needs to be fixed. You know, this is just such an opportunity to be able to really change things. And then I also want to say, you know, internships, you pay less. So not to talk about people's salaries, but the community outreach workers, they get paid very well. We could probably hire 3 internships for the amount that the state is paying for, or whomever pays for, you know, their salary. And then maybe people that have been in the service world that have been doing nonprofit stuff all this time, they should be given a nonprofit. They should be given the resources to be able to start something bigger, because at this point, they're overqualified for the things that they're doing, and they're totally capable with their connections and their knowledge to be able to start something that could really change the world. And they deserve to have that after all that time and all that energy that they've put in, you know, to making the world a better place. They should really be given the resources to start something of their own and to be able to contribute that way. And I know this video is probably a little surprising, especially because, you know, the video I put out on Facebook, I was kind of laying into people a little bit, and I'm still going to lay in, you know. It doesn't change the fact that what's right is right and what's wrong is wrong. You don't get to treat people badly, period, the end. No one should treat people badly, me included, you know. It doesn't matter. You should not do that. However, I understand how people can get to that place of doing that and not realizing that they are, because we're all going through stuff and we all have our own consciousness. But with that being said, when someone's coming to you and they're telling you that you're hurting them or you're not being kind, you then have a choice to decide of who you want to be as a person. Do you want to be someone that hurts people and that, you know, drives them away from helping the homeless community? Is that what you aspire to be? Or do you want to be someone that supports a young woman and a young mom? I mean, young, 36, young-ish, a young-ish mom who, you know, is starting this venture in the community and wants to make a difference. We should have people that are fostering that and mentoring. Like, you know, that woman that was really unkind to me, she would probably be an amazing mentor for me because she knows the ins and the outs, and she's a very smart woman. She clawed her way up. I totally respect that. I have respect for people, even if they're unkind, because I know that good people make bad choices, and good people can be unkind sometimes, because I've been unkind sometimes, and I'm a really, really good person. So I understand how it happens. The system isn't working, and we need that vulnerable population to be able to have a voice, and that's what's going to change it. And so there's nothing wrong with saying, yeah, this is not working, and trying a different way. That's not defeat. That's actually very intelligent, and you would be helping make the world a better place. So I hope this video sits well with people, and, you know, I hope that you're really hearing me, and I hope that you're hearing me on a scientific level. Let's take the emotion totally out of it, and I'm not meaning to hurt anyone. I'm not meaning to hurt anyone's feelings, but I'm also going to be honest, because this is my life also. This is my children's life also. The people that are on the street, that takes away from our schools and our communities. So I am going to do whatever I can do to make a change. And I'm not going to get quiet, and I'm not going away. I'm going to get louder and louder, and I'm going to get bigger and bigger, and I'm going to go system to system. I'm still going to be looking into the police and looking into drugs and looking into how they do things. I'm going to ask questions, and I'm going to get curious, because that is what's going to change the world. And that's what I'm in. I'm in this to change the world. So I hope everyone has an amazing Monday. And, you know, I hope that you, I don't know, I hope you think about the things that I said. You use this to drive your day.